Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305, and you already know we coming from Miami, Florida with it. On the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, you already know we're going to try to bring you some good content of what's been going on around us in this world, yesterday, today, and what we think of the future, God doggy. Let's go. So sit back and relax, man, and enjoy the show, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. Let's go. Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, man. I am your host, Trey Plus 305, man. I know it's right. What's good? What's good? Today is Friday, the 14th. We missed the 13th. The 13th was yesterday. It's Friday, October the 14th. What's good, people, man? What's good, man? It's been a minute, man. Let me get some music in the background, man. In the background, man, I'm playing that Soldier Living True featuring Ice Billion Bird without an industry off the newly EP Reynolds and A-Rab Rappers. Shout out to that boy Soldier Living True. Shout out to that boy Ice Billion Bird. What's been going on, man? What's been going on, man? It's been crazy in my city. It's been crazy in my city. And you know, man. On this episode, man, I'm not into the drama shit. I'm not into the controversial shit, man. I want to talk about the lesson that we can learn from the situation that's been happening for the past few days in Miami, man. So I'm gonna lace y'all up with what's been going on, man. A lot of fuckery been going on, man. A lot of fuckery been going on.
Oh my God!
I'm a little rusty. I done pressed the wrong button. A lot of fuckery been going on in Miami, man. In Miami, Florida, man. I don't know what's going on, man. But apparently, a few local scammers, popular scammers, and a few popular local rappers got exposed by a transgender.
Oh my God!
Yikes. But this ain't no regular smuggler transgender. This a hybrid transgender.
Oh my God.
What you mean by hybrid transgender, Trey Plus? This motherfucker got the pecker cut off, goddammit.
Oh my God.
This motherfucker got the meat cut off and got it replaced with a vagina, dog. And it's crazy because, you know, this something that we have to worry about now. Like, both genders have to worry about the hybrid transgender. That's what I'm gonna call them, the hybrid transgender. You know, females gotta worry about women that men that wasn't born a woman. What did I just say? I just say some dumb ass.
Oh my females God.
Females have to worry about men that was born a woman that got their shit cut. They got the penis put there now. They got the pussy. They put the pussy up and put the penis there. And men got to worry about the men that turned into women. Got the penis chopped off with the vagina put there. This is some crazy shit, man. So, who's right and who's wrong? We don't know who's right and who's wrong. All I can say is, all parties wrong. Because guess what? Motherfuckers always pussy chasing. Motherfuckers always dick chasing. And when you pussy chase and when you dick chase, these are the results. shit, not only that you got to worry about an STD, you got to worry about getting exposed by a person that was born a different gender than what you thought it was. And, like, these people not telling you, these people not telling you that, telling you who they really are. Why? Because, one, most of the majority of the time y'all under the influence. Two, they ain't trying to get beat up or killed. Three, they want to fantasize. They want the fantasy. They want to make their fantasy a reality. They want to record you. They want to take pictures of you. They want to put you on blast.
Oh my God.
So these are the results of it. And like, man, like, my dog told me today, my dog said, Trey, nah, boy, you can't say them boys. You can't say them boys. Them boys knew what they was doing, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to say no nigga. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to say no nigga, and I ain't trying to say no female who out there doing all type of crazy shit. You feel me? But I will say it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair to get put on blast unknowingly. Like, it's not, what I mean by that, it's not fair if I don't know you or that you really a man, but you infiltrating a woman. You infiltrating the God beloved woman that, oh, women, I love women. Damn. You infiltrated the female. It ain't my fault that I ain't know you infiltrated the female and put a damn, got the dick replaced with a pussy. Like, know what I'm saying? But then again, it is my fault if I can't look at the manly features that's right there, that presents itself, something that you can't hide. Like, I can't hide the size of my neck. I can't hide my Adam's apple. You know, I mean, it's only so long I could disguise my voice. When I wake up in the morning and you wake up in the morning, that the real you shows. The makeup ain't on. The lipstick ain't on. Of course, that's part of the makeup. But all these other, these things not on. So you get to see the real person. And, bruh, that shit just unfortunate, bruh. It's unfortunate that people getting tricked. People getting tricked out of streets. People getting tricked. Boy, people get tricked out here, man. And this is not an indictment on the LGBTQ community. This is not an indictment on the straight community. This is an indictment on the freaks, goddammit. This is an indictment on the freaks. Because you freaky ass niggas and you freaky ass hoes out here doing freaky shit and getting cased up. That's why it's just better. Not what my dog say, that niggas want to get them old lady and stay in the house. You better stay in the goddamn house, goddammit. You better stay in the goddamn house with what's going on out here. Or you better stick to what you know. You better stick to something that you knew since middle school or high school when you was in those grades. You better stick to what you know is who is who. And you better stop playing with these hybrids, because these hybrids out here, they out here. This shit crazy, man. This shit crazy, bro. This shit crazy, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't really know if that rapper messed up his career or not. He's a real good rapper. Man, I played his music on the podcast so many times, man. I bigged him up so many times, dog. It's just so crazy, dog. It's crazy, bro. It's just fucking... It's just crazy how... It's crazy how... It's just crazy how you could get put on blast not knowing who the person you sleeping with. It's just crazy, man. It's crazy that they got hybrid transgenders out here now. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hey, man. You got to be careful out here. You got to be careful out here. I'm going to go ahead and go to another break, man. I'm about to go ahead and go to another break, and then I'm going to play some music for Soulja Living True, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll be back. Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show. I'm going to go ahead and play this music, man. This first song that I came in with, without the industry, from Iceberg. Ice Billionberg and Soulja Living True. From Soulja Living True and Ice Billionberg, man. Shout out to them boys.
You wanna go with me? That's a no for me. No, 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 no.
I swear the money spiritual. Mapping out the steps that's gonna reel us in the military. Hoes know you a square, you can be rich, they still ain't feeling you. Your run short like interlude. My shit just keep going like the 2 billion pendulum. All my old bitches try to go and get a mini me. But baby, I did it without the industry.
Damn.
But baby, I did it without the industry.
For real, nigga.
But baby, I did it without the industry.
Huh. Baby, you should know how I did it. Straight out the trap house with it. Stacking them hundreds and fifties. Kevin still spending them twenties. Kevin still spreading them twenties. I ain't been broke in a minute. You niggas been broke for a minute. I ain't smoked for a minute. Cause I ain't never scratched by the hoe. Lil' phone that, tell a bitch she could go. You should know I'm in the streets. Never been in the street. Never seen them niggas. They can never be my enemy. Get a nigga slammed out bad by a friend of me. Your nigga ain't on cause he got bad in. Trying to get to this paper, I can teach you some remedy. Got a lot of dead presents. I ain't talking about Kenneth. Wanna know if nigga slime, ask a nigga that been with. But the money kinda out right now. I got 10 with me.
Huh. But baby, I did it. Without the industry.
Real.
Baby, I did it without the industry.
Know that.
Baby, I did it without the industry.
Not that I.
Baby, I did it without the industry.
No, 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 no.
I swear the money spiritual. Mapping out the steps that's gonna reel us in the military. Hoes know you a square, you can be rich, they still ain't feeling you. Yo, run short like interlude. My shit just keep going like the 2 billion pendulum. All my old bitches try to go.
That Without Industry by Soulja Living True and Ice Billionberg, man. Shout out to that boy Soulja Living True, man. Shout out to the mixtape that he just put out, Reynolds and A-Rab Rappers, man. Like, big shout out to that boy, man. That boy got They Say I'm Blunt all over the goddamn. That boy got They Say I'm Blunt skits. Shout out to that boy, man. Big ups, man. Cash City up one time. You already know. Yeah, man. So, like, I don't know what's been going on. I don't know what's been going on, but I can tell you what I've been up to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't been, dog, if you ain't paying attention to the HBO series, The House of Dragon, a.k.a. Game of Thrones, why?
Oh, my God.
I feel sorry for you. So, I've been into the Game of Thrones, man. Like, I'm a Game of Thrones person, man. I like Game of Thrones, you feel me? Some people can't get into it, some people can. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. If you could get into it, man, bless your heart, boy. You're catching a good episode. Could it be that HBO writers are the best out? Could it be that HBO writers are better than Netflix writers? Ooh. I think so. Excuse my dog. I don't know, boy. Excuse Rusty, man. I don't know, boy. I really think HBO, boy. HBO be doing their thing. Like, they don't hit. They don't hit all the time, goddammit. Now, I will admit, they don't hit all the time. But when they hit, they hit. That's real. When they hit, dog. So, this Game of Thrones, man, this House of Dragon is really intense, man, and I can't wait to Sunday, man. I really can't wait to Sunday to catch that, man. I really been into that series, like, you know, it's a real good series, man. And I actually, another series that I got into, like, HBO versus Netflix, man, like, This shit is serious between them two, man. Like, cause Netflix done hit us with the Jeffrey Dahmer, and I know a lot of y'all been on that Jeffrey Dahmer, man. Oh my God, Jeffrey Dahmer, man. That shit crazy. Like, It took me a minute to get through that shit, yo. I ain't gonna even lie. Yesterday, I went ahead and just watched the whole thing. Like, I had 5 episodes to finish. I just went ahead and binge watched the remainder to get it over, to say that I watched it. You know what I'm saying? Like, very disturbing, you know what I'm saying? Very disturbing what went on in the 80s, I mean, in the 70s and 80s, man. A lot of serial killers, man. Them Geminis, man. People be talking about Virgos, but it really be them Geminis.
Oh, my God.
It really be the Virgos' evil cousin, dog. Them damn Geminis, dog. I feel like Geminis are the Virgos' evil cousin because they go through similar shit that we go through. And when I say we, I'm talking about Virgos. Y'all know I'm a Virgo. I feel like Geminis and Virgos have little similarities, except, you know, I mean, shit, what the fuck? We both bipolar, I can tell you that much. We both bipolar. But that Jeffrey Dahmer was something else, man. And shame on to the Milwaukee Police Department of the 80s, man. Shame on them. Shout out to Miss Glenda Cleveland. I think that's her name. Miss Glenda knew it, boy. Miss Glenda was trying to get, like, hey, if I was Miss Glenda, I was telling my peoples, boy, if I was Miss Glenda, boy, I would have sued the city. I would have sued the city for emotional trauma. Like, you played with my mental health. One thing that I learned from them Europeans, boy, that you can sue a bitch for anything. The Europeans and the Jews taught me that you could sue a bitch for anything. For real, for real. And bitch, if you play with my mental health and you disrupted my mental health, goddammit, and I can't sleep and I gotta move, everything that them people in that apartment complex had to do, goddammit, I'm suing. I been complaining, telling y'all that it stank. It smell like raccoon ass. I been complaining. I been telling y'all that the little boy didn't look like he was 19. I been telling y'all that checking on the little boy, y'all telling me don't worry about it. Y'all telling me this. Then y'all come knock on my door and tell me I need to leave my apartment. Then y'all hit me on the door and tell me that the apartment about to get demolished. Y'all sold the complex. Then y'all tell me y'all ain't gonna do a memorial. Like, yeah, Miss Glenda should have sued the shit out of their ass. Real shit. She should have sued their ass, dog. Miss Glenda played, man. I hope she did sue. Shit. For real, for real. So that was surprisingly a good TV series. Disturbing, but it was good. And here's my theory with Netflix. Netflix always come out with some off-the-wall ass shit during October, the month of October. Last year, October, they came out with Squid Games. This year's Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, the difference is the goddamn public stores, the Halloween stores, ain't trying to sell no Jeffrey Dahmer shit because ain't nobody trying to get sued, goddammit. And I tip my hat to them people. Ain't nobody trying to get sued over no Jeffrey Dahmer, goddammit. Ain't nobody trying to get sued over no damn Jeffrey Dahmer. For real, for real. Yeah, man, you got that and you got the internet, man. You got the internet in shambles about this Charleston White, man. If you don't know about Charleston White, oh my God. Charleston White. Let me tell y'all something about Charleston White. Like, I be seeing a lot of people on my Facebook page. They talk about Charleston White, man. Let me tell you, I found out about Charleston White about 3 years ago, dog. Paying attention to the DFW rap scene, Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Paying attention to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and watching Real Tune and Dallas Global and them boys, dog. Watching they shit 3 years ago, and I was seeing this guy, Charleston White, beefing with the Bloods and the Crips from Dallas. And I thought, and I didn't think he was gonna get outside of that damn Dallas. I thought he was gonna stay in Dallas, but some reason he got outside, boy. That boy got outside the state. And now he wrecking havoc around the state, man. Man, the shit that Charleston White doing, he been doing for three years ago. and probably longer than that. 3 years ago when I seen him, Charleston White been pissing the damn gangs off in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Charleston White been running to the police ever since I seen him on the internet. But yet people steady to play with him. But see what Charleston White doing right now? Charleston White, he playing the internet games right now. Charleston White know that everybody can't stand him. And let me tell you something about this internet, boy. The internet love controversy. That's the same shit 6ix9ine did. People hated 6ix9ine, but you had a bunch of people that was entertained by his tactics. His antics. That's what I want to say. I'm sorry. His antics. People was entertained by his antics. And that's what Charleston White doing right now. Charleston White playing the internet. And the more these celebrities feed into him, the more these kids feed into him, the more internet money he gonna make until you kill him. Until you catch a heart attack. That's just what it is. And I'm quite sure he ain't making that much money. I'm quite sure they probably... I mean, they probably paying him $1,000 for an interview right now. It can't be no more than $1,000. Probably $2,000. Who knows how much they paying him, but I know he ain't making 10 bands an interview. You know what I'm saying? But the shit between Charleston White and T.I. and T.I.'s son and Boosie's son, boy, that shit is intriguing, bro. It's very intriguing. Like, that shit crazy to me, like, Charleston White really got T.I. to jump out the car. And you know how he got T.I. to jump out the car? Because his son King. Now King been all over the internet. King been all over the internet. King been doing crazy shit. But let me tell you, dog, I ran into this one guy on YouTube who say some real ass shit. I don't know who this guy is. My first time seeing his video, his name, Peep Game or some shit. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play a little soundbite that I got off of YouTube. The guy name is Peep Game. Peep Game, true stories told by Duke the King. Shout out to Duke the King. I ain't following him, but he said something that's very true. I agreed with this man. I had to agree with this man. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play this clip, and then I'm going to go ahead and go to another segment. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and play this clip, and I'm going to go to another segment. Let me go ahead and play Peep Game by Charleston. Peep Game by Duke the King. He's addressing T.I. and Charleston White. And it might throw y'all off, but hey, I agree with what he say. So let me sit back and let him talk.
It's real funny. You sit back and you say that the community is not sticking up for you or saying speaking up on your behalf or the behalf of your family or whatever. The very son that you're defending went into a Waffle House in this community, flashing money, cussing them out, calling them poor and broke and saying that he got more money than they'll ever have. And what did you do? You released a statement saying that you didn't see, you asked your son, you told your son, you don't see why he felt the need to go back and forth with a short order cook. The very short order cook that you're looking to defend you right now, to speak up on your behalf, over the same son that terrorized that Waffle House, all because another man had something to say, whether he called him Big Lip, well, I don't, you know, look, you know how to play the dozens. And when you play in the dozens, your kids, especially a child that's always in the news for doing shit he ain't got no business, he's now eligible for those same jokes. He's now eligible for that same ridicule that everybody else is eligible for when they act out. And just because he's the son of T.I. does not mean that don't make you no better than nobody else, bruh. That don't make you off limits, bruh. That don't make your son all. See, let me tell you something. Steve Harvey and Lori Harvey had more grounds to come out and with vitriol than you do. First of all, Lori Harvey is a girl. You didn't see Steve Harvey doing what you did, coming out and making comments and this, that, and the other. Everybody had everything in the world to say about Lori Harvey. But Steve Harvey kept it classy. Steve Harvey kept it cool. What did you do? You threw sidebar threats. You know, I don't know if you the activist that stood on the stage with Killer Mike and Keisha Lance Bottoms during the riots. I don't know if you the T.I. that got the proclamation and the key to the city or whatever that is. I don't know if you the T.I. that got caught with all those guns, caught the plea and ended up doing a year in jail when somebody else would have done 10 years in jail. I don't know which T.I. you are. So who do you want us to support? You want us to support the dad now that's speaking out for the bad son that's terrorized? Who do we support, T.I.? Who do we support? Because now we don't know who you are. Because the minute you had a chance to speak out for us and speak to your son about terrorizing people at a Waffle House, you stood up for your son. And now you want us to stick up for the same son that terrorized the Waffle House and the same father that issued a raggedy-ass statement afterwards. Nah, I'm going to sit this one out, buddy. I'm going to get on the Charleston White gravy train with this one.
Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show. I don't even know what segment I'm in, but I'm going to sit back and I'm going to play this song by Lil Baby. I know he just dropped his album today. It's Only Me. This song is called Forever featuring Friday.
I need it tonight.
How we get so deep so fast? Hey, stop playing, I beat your ass. You be on some toxic shit, but I cannot get off this bitch. I haven't seen you in 3 months, I miss you. Can I see you, babe? Every time I see one of your pictures, that shit drive me crazy. Girl, I know you missing me, especially how I kiss it. Message say deliver. Why the fuck you keep going missing on me? Every time you get back in the picture, you act different on me. Hey, tell that nigga that we gon' have to share you. I ain't trippin' on it. One more time might be the best for both of us. Maybe we should talk about it later when we sober up. Maybe we should keep it going. Maybe we should let it go. Feel like every minute is what it is, so I just let it flow. Got something to handle, so I'ma be here for a couple hours. Figured out you like to my assistant, keep on sending flowers. They got their own business, tell me why the fuck they all in the house. Mama raised a lot of things, but she ain't raised no fucking cow. We went to the moon last time, I'm tryna go back. We been doing our thing for a while, but they don't know that. I be buying you all type of bags, but you can't show that. I be planning cut until you come back.
I know you miss me, who it's gonna be? If it ain't me, you baby. I'm in your city, cause I need it one more time. I might lose it all, I swear. I need it tonight.
Thinking how we played out. Really, I feel off about it, but I ain't never said it. We ain't gotta talk about it. They'll never know when I'm with you, I play a different role. Can't move off emotion, this shit deep, now I got self-control. I ain't never try to hold you, niggas tryin' high and low me. I can break it down in dumbest time and show you how you owe me. Still try to backdoor me, I know how to go about it. I know everything, but I treat you like I don't know about it. Violin' this guy, damn it, we too strong, we call it different vibe. Bitches can't fuck with you, you the one, for real, I peep your style. I gotta get to it, I'm OT, so it's gonna be a while. It feel a little better when I ain't seen you, yeah.
I know you miss me, who it's gonna be? If it ain't me, you baby.
Welcome back to the They Sound Blood podcast show. Shout out to that boy Kodak. Y'all already know how I'm rocking Team Kodak, goddammit. Let's go.
I'm this step by drill when I walk. I'm bringing pressure around when I walk. I kick the bitch out of G, told her walk. Yeah, I jump on your beats and I walk.
Hey, what's up with, what's up with that boy Saucy Santana trying to come for Kodak, talking about Kodak stole his fucking song, goddammit.
Oh my god.
Man, you know how many motherfuckers steal people's song, goddammit. You ain't had to fucking damn say nothing about that shit. Stop clout chasing. Stop clout chasing. You done had your 4 minutes of fame. The industry done fucking damn whipped you in and pulled you in. Why? Because your dad was a major figure in the industry. So he pulled some strings for you and got now you limelight, goddammit. But let's be real, you ain't really got no big fan base, dog. Who fan base you depending on? The City Girls fan base? Because last time I checked, they don't buy records. They don't have the City Girls selling damn 50,000, 60,000 records the first week. I don't recall the City Girls going platinum. So, you clout chasing. You know what I'm saying? Team Kodak, man. Team fucking Kodak, bro.
Put up a bag when I walked in. I fuck this bitch, not a nigga. She stalking my page. I got too many options to main. I fuck all of my bitches the same. Turned in the chat for a range. I did the dash like dang.
My dog B-Ball say, boy, Trey from Miami no more.
Oh, my God.
My dog say he ain't from Miami no more. Fuck that. He say Miami niggas got a lot going on, boy. That shit crazy, man.
What you call dialing when you my fault? 1.5 in a vault. I'm on them blogs every time that I talk. 13 cars, but I'm still gon' walk. And I'm gonna leave one day. Now I got behind me, they didn't even chase. They don't fuck with me, cause they know they can't. I'm a bitch step by drip when I walk. I'm bringing pressure, they run when I walk. I kick the bitch out of the G, told her walk. Yeah, I jump on these beats and I walk. Slide, keep on sliding, walk. I'll just keep on dying, walk. Spin around, walk. Step down.
Hey, man, this is Day Sound Blood Podcast Show, man. God damn it. This your boy, Trey Plus 305, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in with me, dog. You know what I'm saying? Hey, real shit. If you ain't on that fucking House of Dragon, my nigga, you need to catch up with that House of Dragon, man. Pay attention to House of Dragon, man. I'm telling you, dog, that shit, that's so goddamn raw. And if you ain't watched Jeffrey Dahmer, I know everybody their mama watched Jeffrey Dahmer. If you watch Jeffrey Dahmer, don't buy the fucking costumes, goddamn it. I just want to say prayers goes out to all the families of the victims from the Jeffrey Dahmer situation. I can't imagine how they feel right now. You know what I'm saying? You they got to relive this shit. You feel me? They got to relive this shit. I mean, it just sucks, bruh. Shout out to the Miami Dolphins, man. We gonna bounce back, man. It's been a tough 2 weeks for us, but we gonna bounce back. I stopped being a Miami Hurricanes fan. I don't know what to say about them, man. I'll holler at them boys next year. I don't know. Whatever. Man, I'm finna back this walk up, man. Let's back this walk up, man, and then I'ma end this show, man. Hold on.
The fuck got into you?
Shout out to Kodak Black, goddammit.
I'm a bitch step by drip when I walk. I'm bringing pressure, they run when I walk. I kick the bitch out of the G, told her walk. Yeah, I jump on these beats and I walk. Slide, keep on sliding, walk. I'll just keep on dying, walk. Spin round, walk. Step down, walk. Hellcat came with exhaust. Switch out on me, must be lost. Pay to be cold at the boss. Can it paint, maybe it gloss. Your bitch in hell, she getting tossed. But guess on my neck look like frost. I'm busting checks in the office. I play defense in office. Run up, you get stuck on, I'm a demon, I throw crosses. Ran out with my vest on, no such thing as being too cautious. I took all my losses to the chin and then I charged it. Fresh out of prison, I'm already spinning, I'm right back where I started. 223s in the cartridge, 556s and switches. Ain't sparing none of you bitches, won't sip it, ain't getting it from me. My niggas love me, it ain't by the money, cause they get to spend it for free. I'm from the city, no pity, little nigga went missing the other day, he was just three. I'm a bitch step by drip when I walk. I'm bringing pressure, they run when I walk. I kick the bitch out of the G, told her walk. Yeah, I jump on these beats and I walk. Slide, keep on sliding, walk. I'll just keep on dying, walk. Spin round, walk. Step down, walk. Walk, 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 walking. Picked up a bag when I walked in. I fuck this bitch, not a nigga. She stalking my page. I got too many options to main. I fuck all of my bitches the same. Turned in the jack for a range. I did the dash like dang. She see my wrist, I said, dang. All of my fresh out the pen. Water whipping, walk around the kitchen with the pot right in my hand. Walk, step, slide, spin. Ain't no perk, 5'10. Big size rim. My cousin walking, talk me there. Don't even lie, I walk. What you call dialing when you my fault? 1.5 in a vault. I'm on the blogs every time that I talk. 13 cars, but I'm still gon' walk. And I'm on lean today.
Now I got behind me, they didn't even chase. They don't fuck with me cause they know they can't. I'm this step, I drip when I walk. I'm bringing pressure, they run when I walk. I kick the bitch out of the G, told her walk. Yeah, I jump on these beats and I walk. Slide, keep on sliding, walk. All just keep on down, walk. Spin round, walk. Step down, walk.
Bitch, you think it's small. We need to be thinking big. You need to be thinking big, bitch. You need to be thinking big, bitch. Think big, bitch.
Thank you for tuning in to today's Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I was your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know, man. Until next time, I'll see you again. You heard me? Hey, shout out to Shaw Beats.